Hey everyone, it's Ariel. All of us here at the Fumbling Forward Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 988. The 988 Lifeline provides 24/7 free and confidential support for anyone in need. And if you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Like I said, it's available 24/7 and it is free and confidential. The number again is 988. And remember, you're not alone and help is available.
Welcome to the Resident Evil Lorecast, the podcast that will explore the various mediums and lore of the Resident Evil franchise, such as the video games, movies, novels, and more. And here are your hosts, Ariel, Daniel, and Aaron. Got something that might interest you. Well, welcome back to Resident Evil Lorecast. I'm your host, Aaron, and joining me is my fellow hosts, Ariel.
Hello.
And Daniel.
Bye there.
Yeah, damn it. So today's episode is brought to you by the number T.
Ah, pity the fool who has not watched this series.
It also is a virus.
But really, yeah, this is the last episode of the Resident Evil Netflix series.
Oh, thank God.
It wasn't my favorite, but it wasn't awful either. But listeners, we're going to do this episode like we do the normal ones. We're also, the next episode we're going to do is going to be going over the characters, the BOWs, and our overall discussion of the series itself and our ratings. So just letting you know that this is the last episode of the show, but we're going to do one more episode going over the characters and BOWs and then our overall ratings and discussion. So,
and she means the Netflix show, not our show. Nope. You mean the Netflix show, not our show.
My overall rating of our show. I mean, that bald guy that talks a lot kind of brings it down.
Anyway, we're going to talk about episode 8.
Revelations.
Pew, 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 pew. So, Danny, you're up first. Swing for the fences, big boy.
Wait, for what? For the fences? I'm lost.
Pretty sure the zeros got through the fences.
Ooh. All right, so we're going to go with the synopsis of this episode. So Umbrella forces are closing in on Jade, and she encourages the university to use a monstrous weapon they've had in secret, in hiding. And in the past timeline, Jade enlists Simon to help break into Umbrella HQ.
Bum, bum, bum.
So she knows no other hackers. That was part of my paraphrasing too.
I like their reference with the title to Revelations.
Yeah.
To the game and the...
Where's our T-Abyss virus?
I know.
But
and our Neptune.
Well, we had Neptune in another game too.
Yeah, I hated that part in Revelations. I loved Revelations. Just, anyways, let's go into the plot, shall we? So, the plot for the final episode. So, the then timeline. An Umbrella security car drops Billy and Jade off at their house. Their plan is to recover some belongings and return to the Umbrella HQ to join Al. Bert is brought back to his cell by Evelyn, and she tries to keep him working for her by offering the opportunity of a house of his own for completing a new project. At the house, Jade offers escaping using the contents of the bag and distracts Roth with instructions for caring for Pablo while Billy recovers the supplies. The two make a break for it, but are caught up by Roth who the two resort to fighting, with Billy using her enhanced strength on him and reinforcements. Billy is captured and taken to HQ, where a bite wound proves herself to be the mysterious bite victim Angel talked about. She offers to keep her protected. Jade, meanwhile, arrives at Simon's house as he becomes concerned of Diana's unusual behavior, which he realizes is the result of Evelyn spiking her drink. Billy lies on a sofa, awaiting results of an emergency test, which determines the T-virus is in her blood, but inactive. Evelyn gets a call from Simon accusing her of the spiking, but finally admits that it was necessary and blames it on her mother and not herself. This is enough to convince Simon that Jade is right about her. Back at HQ, the tech injects Billy with something that makes her convulse. So, Simon and Jade infiltrate Umbrella HQ. Upstairs, Billy regains control of herself and fights back against the lab tech, stabbing him in the eye with the syringe and slashing Evelyn. Billy's hallucinations take hold once more, and she is attacked by a dog, which disappears when Bert snaps her out of it and asks about Al. When he learns of Billy's origins, he sympathizes with her, having been created as a tool as well, but urges her to accept her life and see the best in people because Bert is a good guy. Umbrella's HQ security system has kicked in response to Billy's escape attempt, and Roth now leads a USS team hunting her with orders to kill. Evelyn joins the group as they expand their search, and Billy, meanwhile, is having problems again and needs help being directed to their escape. Attempting to get Billy to the door, she becomes distressed and believes she's under attack and bites Simon, infecting him with T-virus. Simon abandons their group effort and surrenders himself to Evelyn, who executes him. Rather than listening to Al and Bert's offer of finding a treatment. That was really sad. The two Wesker men kill several operatives and drag Billy and Jade out of the building. The four flee through the parking lot where they hide from Umbrella security and are forced back inside via another door. Al and Bert begin soaking the lab with chemicals to make a bomb. Al asks Bert to go with the girls while he sets it off, telling Bert he deserves a life of his own. He tears a piece of paper and writes a name for Jade to find. As the three leave, Al is confronted by Evelyn, who defends the murder of her own son as a necessity and that it's Al's fault. She shoots him twice, leading him to fall down and set the lighter on. The lab catches fire, and Evelyn narrowly makes it out as the whole building goes up in flames. Resting on the city streets as the fire trucks go by, Billy apologizes for acting out, and Jade reluctantly accepts. Bert comes back with a car to take them away to safety. The fire crew successfully recover Evelyn from the wreckage, but much of the building is beyond saving. From the rubble, Evelyn's new project digs out from below it with its claw. Ooh, that was cool. Jade, meanwhile, reads Al's note for her, naming their contact as Ada Wong, who can be found in Akabara, Japan. Oh, I can't wait to discuss all that. So, but before we do that, gotta go into the Nout plot line here. So, a large group of Zeros continue to make their way through Umbrella's perimeter, and the USS operatives take more and more casualties. Billy returns to the tent where Evelyn is, while Jade is dragged out by two operatives towards the Zeros and fights back. Billy activates Umbrella's drones, which begin to wipe out the Zeros as Jade escapes. There is your machine gun drones. Still covered in the deterrent enzyme, the Zeros ignore her as she heads to the ship, with Arjun throwing a rope for her to climb aboard. To protect themselves, should Umbrella succeed, Sakwam orders the release of a large mutant crocodile as an emergency protection. Billy's drones succeed in wiping out the Zeros, with the expense of all remaining USS operatives who are killed in the crossfire. Soon, the crocodile makes its way onto land. Back on the ship, Jade realizes that B is missing and has come to shore on a stolen boat. Billy runs uphill with the only remaining operative on the ground, who is killed by a stray bullet from a drone as their helicopter takes off. The crocodile is wounded when it tries to eat a self-destructing drone and returns to the sea. It wrecks the low-flying helicopter in the process and knocks over Jade and Arjun's boat. The two wake up on shore with Arjun unable to walk. Billy, meanwhile, succeeds in reaching a second helicopter, which flies high enough to escape the crocodile. But while it pursues the helicopter, it notices B. As it approaches, however, it senses something about her and calms down, indicating B's inherited mutations. Indicating B's inherited mutations allow her to influence other mutants. B escapes just as Billy's helicopter fires rockets which kill the beast. B then begins running away from the explosions, and which lead her back to Jade, and the two are confronted by Billy and the helicopter crew, who wish to take B back as a specimen. Billy and Jade talk out about their experience at Umbrella. Jade considers it the day her sister died, as from then on, someone else took her place. While Billy sees it as an awakening, as she no longer suffers from anxieties and other bullshit. Jade is unable to shoot her sister and offers a surrender in exchange for Billy's freedom. No, for B's freedom. Billy instead shoots Jade, deeming her an irrelevance if she has B. Jade gets back up right as the helicopter flies over. And that is the end of the Resident Evil Netflix series. Clearly meant to continue, but was canceled. So yeah.
Huh. What a cliffhanger, let me tell you.
What a twist.
What a twist. Oh, my God. Well, with that being said, I guess it's time for us to go to our mid-break. Well, here we are in the middle of the show. Ariel.
Yeah. What's up?
What do we do in the middle of the show?
I really think I need to start, like, I need to make a sign for you of, like, this is what we do when.
Oh, my God.
Because we're on episode 98, and you still don't know what we do. So, we thank our patrons.
Screw you. Yes, we thank our patrons, such as our VIP patrons, Banana the Bard, a.k.a.
And Bardwalker.
There you go.
Do I need to reteach you how to read?
The Dog 47, Glenn Meeks, Jay Zoobs, Jeremy Kelly, Lord Salazar, Naked Mango, The Compound, The Seven of the Sins. And then we have to thank our all access patrons, Awkward Khajiit, Chris Slate, Remington Cloutier, and of course, our official patrons, Quattro Hawkes, Paul Murphy, Ryan Black, and some random guy. So thank you to our patrons. You're wonderful. You're awesome. Just thank you. Just thank you.
Yes, thank you, patrons. We do greatly appreciate it. And thank you, listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Anyways, merch?
Merch. So, Daniel, you're up first.
All right. So, there's different versions of this, but I got the one that has a lot of the main characters. So, on Etsy, by Good Louse, they make 3-inch keyrings of characters. So in their first set, they have Leon, Chris, Wesker, Ada, Claire, and Jill. And it looks like they run $15.01 a piece. There's a lot of detail to these, it looks like, for being a 3-inch little keychain. But you can get whatever one for $15.01, an odd number for Ariel. And on top of that, the cost of ship is $11.19.
I don't. What is the point of the 1 cent?
I'm not for sure. But it looks like if you were, for example, to order by today, this is the 10th?
Today is the 10th, yeah, this recording.
So as of recording, if you were to order today, it would show up between March 15th and April 11th. So it looks like it's about a month lead time for shipping if you were to order it. But that's going to be in the show notes, and it's got the six of the main characters, and there is other sets of these keychains if you would like to order other ones. I know there's Ashley, there's Luis, I've seen those. Carlos is another set of different ones, but I believe each one of these is individual for $15.01 with a lot of detail on it. But that's what I have for merch today. I'm out.
I'm really sad that you didn't like try to sell that. You usually do the I'm gonna try to sell you this stuff type of infomercial vibe, and you didn't do it. Sad.
I didn't have my little QVC platform spinning with the keychain on it in order to get you the product you need. Shout out to QVC.
Wow.
Did you really just give QVC a shout out?
Oh, first Olive Garden now.
Yeah. You're welcome.
When you're here, your family, unless you don't spend money, then you can leave.
Now, it would be hilarious if somebody from QVC listens to this. I was like, oh, guys, we got shouted out in a podcast.
Yeah. Nobody ever remembers the QVC.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, Ariel, What do you have for us today?
Well, I read an article, much like I always do. And, you know, who doesn't love saving money?
I actually switched my car insurance.
So anyways, this article comes from Pure Xbox, and the title is Resident Evil 4 Receives Permanent Price Drop on the Xbox Store.
Ooh.
So when this article came out, it says, today it marks the biggest Xbox release of the week in Resident Evil 4 Gold Edition, which combines the remake from last year with the Amazing Separate Ways expansion, along with a DLC pack full of outfits, weapons, and items. And it appears Capcom has permanently slashed the price, bringing it down to just $39.99, which is a decrease of up to 43% on the original price of $59.99. So, if you haven't gone out and bought the RE4 remake and played it, now's a pretty good time to do so. You save $20.
I like when they do this.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. Any of you out there that haven't played it yet, because the remake was phenomenal. I know I get annoying talking about Resident Evil 4 all the time, but honestly, the remake was phenomenal. They did an amazing job on it. It's definitely worth a play. So if you haven't done it, save some money, buy it now. And play the fuck out of it. I'm done. That's my article.
Well, Ariel. I brought merchandise from none other than the infamous Steamforged Games.
Okay.
A new Resident Evil board game edition. The Bleak Outpost. So right now, on Amazon, for $49 even, you can get the additional, the new board titles, new game mechanics, you can get the, you know, ad pack called The Bleak Outpost, which adds a flood mechanic to the board game. It also adds Plant 42 and Neptune to the board game.
All right, I'm listening. I like both Plant 42 and Neptune.
Mm-hmm. So some of the mechanics you'll encounter in this new edition is you'll encounter the new flood title mechanic. You'll have the undead insect mechanic, the ferocious new Neptune mechanic, and the constant threat of Plant 42's searching vines attempting to drag you to the depths.
Don't worry, I know where this is going.
Oh, God.
I think that's why she was snickering over there.
Anyway, moving on. So this new expansion adds 6 gripping new scenarios, adds 8 hours of additional gameplay to the already existing Resident Evil board game campaign, or you can play each one of these scenarios as its own standalone experience. So again, that is on Amazon right now for $49 even. And she's still talking about the vines.
I'm not saying a word.
She's over here giggling about the vines.
I'm not into hentai.
You don't have to know where it goes. Well, anyway, Ariel, link will be in the show notes for that.
In all honesty, that sounds really awesome, though. Sounds like fun.
At some point, we're going to have to bust out your Resident Evil board game.
Oh, fuck yeah, we do. Definitely should. I want to do it now.
I need my C-clamp set up. My C-clamp set up.
Oh. All right. I hear you. Maybe we will set it up one day, do a live stream or whatever of it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. More info to come, listeners.
We could set it up on Almighty Crit Twitch. Do a live stream of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the end of the mid-break.
Oh boy, I'm just gonna roll on into this with a fan roll dice. Use our promo code AlmightyC10, which is ALLMighty, the letter C and 10, and save 10% off your purchase of some badass dice. And they have multiple types to choose from: metal, resin, gemstone. I am drawing a blank. Wooden, etc. And they have this new thing called the liquid core dice, which is badass. I have a set of, and Aaron does too, he has the dragon eye liquid core dice. I have the vanishing oil, and this is fucking cool. And they just, all of their dice is fucking awesome. And they also have dice accessories like bags and trays and towers and all things that you need and want while you are using your dice for whatever anyways, so yeah. Roll on over there, use our promo code and save 10% off. It's definitely, I have so much of their, like, so many sets of their dice, and they're fucking awesome. I can attest to how great their dice are and affordable. Because, like, keep in mind, gemstone dice is a little expensive, but it's fucking gemstone dice, so it's going to be a little more expensive. Definitely worth it. So, when you're done with that and spending your money there, you can switch on over to Nixie Gaming, use our promo code LOZLORE, and save 10% off your purchase of Switch accessories. And they have all types of accessories you need, like cases and cords and docking stations and whatnot, and controllers for your Switch. And the latest thing is the GameCube controllers, which they have different colors to choose from, and their newest one being the burnt orange, which Aaron has and he loves, uses all the freaking time. I think they look cool. They definitely look badass. I have tiny ass hands, so a GameCube controller, it's a little big for me, but they do look badass, and Aaron loves his. So, and then you're going to need some energy to stay awake playing your TTRPGs with your new dice or playing a game on your Switch. So zoom on over to W Energy. W Energy.
Well, you said you didn't want me doing it anymore.
I know. I need to like just have Mango say it and I just clip it into every time. Anyways, use our promo code Fumbling4, which is fumbling and the number 4, and save yourself 10% off energy drinks. So these energy drinks are different because you don't get jittery and shaky and like you want to just bounce off the freaking walls, but it keeps you awake and there is no crash at the end. And they have a whole bunch of different flavors to choose from. Now, these are the tubs of the powder. So you can make, I think, up to 40. I think a tub is like 40 servings or 30 servings. And yeah, it's great. Aaron has gotten a couple of the flavors and they're pretty good. He's got Pom Blom and what's the other one do you have?
Dragonade.
And Dragonade. And there's like Dub Sludge and just Galaxy Grenade and Beach and Peach, and there's bound to be a flavor that you would enjoy. So yeah, head on over there. No, sorry, I said it wrong. Zoom on over there and save 10% off your purchase. Can't get better than saving money while not having jittery hyperactiveness and crashing. But you stay awake, which I really need to do right now. Sorry, listeners, I'm very tired.
Well, with that being said, it is officially time to go to the end of the episode.
Take a nap.
Well, here we are at the end of the episode.
I was taking a drink. Not of W, though. Sorry, listeners.
Wah, wah. So here we are. It's time to discuss episode 8. Who wants to take the lead?
Okay. I'm just going to jump right in here to my, like, absolute favorite part that just made me so fucking happy and ridiculously upset that this got canceled. Let's name drop Ada Wong here and then end it. Come on now. Oh, I was so excited. Ada Wong. Finally, somebody other than Wesker from the original series. And then they took it away. Damn. I was so excited.
They were like, hey, heard you really wanted this. Also, we canceled this.
Because it would have been cool, because I understand it's not in the same universe. Clearly. But we could have just, even if it was completely non-canon, it would have been cool to see some, if they would have gone into some info on Ada. The mysterious Ada Wong. You know, just, it would have been cool to see, even if it wasn't canon.
Well, she could have still been connected to the original Raccoon City incident.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's New Raccoon City. I mean, that would have been a good connection if they would have gone further with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really don't know what all happened. In this version.
And then I'm sad because, like, going into the what ifs here. Or not even what ifs. Like, what happened to Bert? Because they kept saying that they're, like, Billy, this is when they were the now timeline Billy had said before about how their dad died. Meaning Bert, because Al died in this episode.
Unless that's what she was referencing. It was actually Al.
Well, she was saying that he had died asking about Jade. Like, asking where she was or something. And so I'm assuming that they were talking about Bert. What happened? Did, like, his body finally give out? Because, you know, he was on the dialysis and stuff. And I liked Bert.
Blade Buster showed back up. Finish the job.
Finish him.
Yeah, because I bet in another season they would have also explained what happened to the real Wesker, too. He would have came back, I'm sure, at some point. And, I mean, unfortunately, the actor had passed away that played all of the Weskers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how to say that, like, Albert Wesker, Al, Bert, Albie, all the Weskers. And unfortunately, he passed away. But it would have been cool, too, to see also where the real Wesker went after that showdown. So that would have been cool. But I did, okay, back to my original thing, because I'm going everywhere. I did like the Ada name drop. It was awesome. I was excited. And then also got really angry because I already knew that the show was canceled, so wasn't gonna see where that went. Yeah, it's also sad too with Al dying, sacrificing himself to save them and to give Bert a life, a chance at a life, because yeah, Al isn't necessarily the greatest, but he was always good underneath it all, and he genuinely was upset that Bert was locked up this entire time, and he even sacrificed himself so Bert could have a chance of a normal life.
Yeah.
He's honestly a good guy. Goes about things weird, but yeah. It was sad when he died.
I don't like that the fact that they ended it that way.
It seemed fitting in a way because it was showing his good side. He always did care about the girls, and he cared about Bert.
He really did.
And fucking Evelyn.
Fuck that bitch. I'm got. She got turned into Jim Hansen Muppet. Hansen, whatever. I'd call him Jen Hansen.
Wow. Just seeing her kill her son like that.
Yeah, no, she completely fucking heartless. She's like, eh, okay, liability. Kapow!
Yeah, because it did show, like, it shows that she genuinely, in her own way, loved her son and her wife, but she is just a bitch, and that doesn't, you know, that just, I don't know, it was sad. She could have just kept him contained and made them find a cure for her, or him, sorry, find a cure for him, but no, let's just shoot him in the head.
I think she was more worried about her image.
Probably.
Because I think if she, like, her image was more priority. Like, she probably did care a lot for him, but the image, I think, was more. Because, like, she remembers she was always about for the shareholders. We got to get this out. Mm-hmm. Money. Got to get this going.
Yeah. Definitely. And, just going to shoot him. And then show that I didn't like that they killed him off, but it showed what started the tension between Jade and Billy. Because it was and wasn't Billy's fault that Simon was killed, because she bit him, but she, you know, was under the influence of the, you know, the T virus and hallucinations. So it's not like she purposely went out and was like, oh, I'm going to bite Simon and bit him. She had the hallucinations going on, but that showed the tension between the two.
Mm-hmm.
And where it started. So that was a nice thing to see why they hated each other in the now timeline. Well, not really hated each other. Jade hates Billy. Billy wants to use Jade, type of thing.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing, to be honest.
Billy shows a lot of personality traits of the original Wesker, to be honest. Where Jade shared a lot of Al's personality.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds a little creepy saying it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but that was... I was really rooting for her, too. Billy. I was like, oh, Billy's... She's cool. She's like a cool girl.
She's not your lover.
Oh. Billy G.
Not this time.
So, going into the now, unless anybody else has anything from the then they want to talk
mine's
about.
Mine's mostly the now, because there's only one thing in the now that I'm concerned about.
So, in the now, I really wanted to figure out what was going on with B and why she was able to make friends with a giant ass crocodile. I wanted to see where that was going. They said, I know they had said that it was the inherited mutations or whatever caused her to be whatever. I want to know the exact reason.
Well, Billy did make that comment about that she experimented, that Jade experimented on her. Or basically genetically altered her.
Yeah. You're just like our dad. No, you're just like our dad. Whatever. I wanted to know. And now we will never know.
There's so many damn plot hooks they just left.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had the intentions of continuing on and they just were canceled. They didn't get that chance. So I don't blame them for leaving on a cliffhanger, because that's what you do to keep people interested and to watch the second season. But come on, you could just come out and release all the info of what would have happened. That would be nice. That'd be cool. I would love to have the ability to make friends with giant ass mutant animals. That'd be cool. That'd be a cool thing to have.
Save you from the Neptune.
Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna hurt me. I got this giant ass croc as my best friend.
I just want to know how long it took it to get to that size.
We will never know.
But see, and it doesn't really say that it's undead. It just says it's a mutant.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of... They're not zombies. They're zeros. They're not... I don't know. B.O.W.s. They're mutants. I don't know.
Because, I mean, I would think the lickers would be undead because of how they look. But they're just the same thing. So is the spider and the giant caterpillar.
Yeah.
Would be all be mutants. To me, those are G-virus type creatures, but then the G-virus usually has like the extra eyes and all that stuff. I mean, for the spider, it might help him see.
Oh, I guess there was something I wanted to talk about from the then, but it deals with the tyrant. That was clearly a tyrant. Clearly a tyrant.
Yeah.
And I was super fucking excited because I love tyrants. And then I was waiting because they showed like whatever the image of the tyrant in a previous episode. So I was waiting to see if anything came of that. And then it was just, oh, hey guys, I'm out. Here's my arm reaching out of the rubble. Was he the start of the outbreak, the pandemic?
You know, that's a good question.
Yeah, because it didn't get to that point where they explained how exactly the outbreak happened. Because, I mean, that the fire, the explosion could have released the rest of the animals as well if it didn't kill them. And, you know, it could have been a process of the tyrant, the rats, all the other mutants.
The bunnies.
The bun buns. Going out and spreading the T virus and creating the pandemic, but they didn't get to that. I was super fucking excited. I thought they were gonna go more into the tyrant, and then it's like, okay, next scene. Are you fucking kidding me? Because I love tyrants, and I would have loved to seen that motherfucker in action.
Next scene.
And we're done.
Yeah, because it'd be ironic if it was the buddies that single-handedly caused the downfall.
Right.
Because they breed like rabbits. So it's like, well, this is why we died. Bunnies. Are you sure, sir? No, we'll say it was something else.
Oh, my God. Veda would be pissed.
A guy with a clawed hand. That's what did it. You sure, sir? I thought it was bunnies. Clawed hand.
It's clawed hand, yeah.
Veda would not be happy.
All of them Vorpal.
Vorpal.
Disease-carrying. Oh, my God. Disease-carrying bunnies.
That would be terrifying. Vorpal zombie bunnies. No, thank you.
Let's see what else. Something else I'm missing.
I think, okay, there's one last thing I want to discuss. I think there's still a good part of Billy left. I say this because Billy shot Jade in an area where Jade is going to survive. Billy's not dumb. If she wanted to kill her, she would have headshotted her or shot her in the heart, like in the chest. But she didn't.
So you think she still has some feeling for her sister?
I think she does. Because she wanted to take B, yeah, and use her and whatever else, experiment on her, whatever she was going to do with her researcher. But she didn't want to kill Jade. She had the ability to. She definitely had the ability to, and she's not stupid. She could have just headshotted her. Or shot her in the chest, but she didn't. I think that she still loves her sister, and there's still a little bit of good left in her. Because Jade would have definitely survived from that gunshot wound.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Well, the university was still nearby, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if they wouldn't have shoved off, I mean, they didn't show them shove off, I don't believe. If they wouldn't have shoved off yet, she could have easily probably found her way to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And get treatment.
Yeah, definitely. So... she had the intention of not killing Jade.
I still want to know more about the university. Like, is it just a ship, or is there some, like, actual area that is their main place? I would think it would be, like, a main place somewhere. It still eats away at me. I want to know if there's more to it.
I agree. There has to be some main hub. You can't keep everything you've collected from the world on this ship. And plus, what if the ship sinks?
Yeah, then it's stranded down below for however long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, maybe we would have found out in season 2.
So many unanswered questions.
So little time. They had plenty of time. They just decided not to use it.
No. Should have seen Jack Black again. I mean...
I loved that guy. loved that guy.
They should have introduced him in like the then. That would have been hilarious. Like last episode, you just see him show up to like headquarters. It's just, he's just a normal, he's one of the umbrella guys, just regular guys.
You know what I want? I want a scene with him and Bert at an Olive Garden together.
Oh my God.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, and like an outside setting, so he has his little Pomeranian dogs. Because some places let you have, like, bring dogs to the outside area. You know, I'm sure Olive Garden, we're here, we're family. They'll allow that. And just have a scene with both of them at an Olive Garden. And because, like I said, I'm not okay with being mean to the waitstaff, the waiter is Albert Wesker.
The regular Albert Wesker?
The regular Albert Wesker.
Oh my God.
Be mean to him. It's allowed. He's a dick.
Which he'd probably kill both of them.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this we've progressed to fan hook or fan fanfic. That's the one.
Fan want.
Fan want.
Yeah, this is my fantasy, Daniel. So it's, he's not going to kill him. He's just going to be super pissed and not wanting to be there.
Well, on this note, I think everybody's. We, since we progressed into fanfic, I think we're done.
Well, before you end it, I just want to remind everyone there's a couple days left. If you haven't submitted your favorite experience with Resident Evil via message for us to read in the patron chat, please do so. This gets released on Thursday. The patron chat is Saturday, the 24th. So just saying a little reminder. I know in the previous episode, we had discussed about our 100th episode. So this one, I just want to give you a little reminder. You got a couple days left to submit. If you haven't yet, we will read them during the patron chat. So, yep.
Well, on that note, thank you all for listening. Tune in next week.
Bye.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Resident Evil Lurecast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, tell a friend. Leave a comment and a review. If you want to keep chatting with us about all things Resident Evil, you can find us on the Robots Radio Discord. You can also chat with us at RELurecast on Twitter. Till next time, stay safe out there. And remember, we might have something that might interest you, stranger.